Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and tonight my special co-host is Diane Morrison. Yay! So
Thanks for
glad to have
having
you. Thank you so much, Diane, for helping me out this evening.
My pleasure.
Because we got Tracy is teaching. This is exciting, really. She is teaching a level three class to Chinese students. So it's our first full Chinese class. Isn't that cool?
That is so cool. But the time frame must be really difficult to
Oh, it is. And
overlap.
that's why she's having to do it like late in the day. And then they're doing it very early in the morning, their time. And the wonder of, it makes it work.
That is so good. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, very, very cool. This is something we've been working on for a long time, and it's finally here.
Is
So we're
this
just
it? The first level three for students in China?
No, we have Jessie, who was the first one. But she speaks English very, very well. And so she speaks fluent English. And so she was able to join another class. But this is the first one. I mean, I know of at least one that speaks some English, but the others do not. So they have to have an interpreter. It's so much fun doing it this
Yeah,
way.
it is. That's so amazing. Good for you. Good for Tracy. Good for the group. I'm so excited for them.
Yeah, and I love exactly. I love how this is growing again. I mean, it's kind of, we all go through our growth spurts and then we have to regroup and do things like that. And that's kind of, it's been through a regrouping phase and then now it's growing again. So
That is so good to hear.
yeah, so nice. And I love it. Yeah, that this is happening over there. That's where Jessie has been influential on that because she is really good with social media. So she's getting the word out to her fellow Chinese people, and stuff. So that's and the students, and that's what's helping
It's
to
wonderful. Good
promote.
job, everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So Tiffany, the voice in the sky, the angel, the butterfly in the sky. Welcome.
Hello, everyone.
And
Hi, Tiffany.
She's our question master. So come on in, everyone. Tell us where you're from. And because that's really important, we love to know. You need to know that you're not alone. That's a really big part of this. And when you shine your light, when you tell us where you're from, you're shining your light on your part of the grid. That's a big deal. That is so huge. I don't know all the whys, but we're getting more and more information as to why that's so big. But every time you do that, that strengthens that grid. It does more. It spreads more joy and more love around the world. So claim your spot.
Right, it's feeding the light grid.
Exactly. That's a big, what do you want to say about that?
What do I want to say about
Yeah,
it?
the light grids. Yeah, see, you said that
Absolutely.
with this space, like I know something about this.
Oh,
So
yeah. I mean, it's so interesting. For years, I've seen the whole situation as being a giant light grid, and everywhere that there are people that are waking up and aware of all these different things that we do. And the energies and the frequencies that we're vibrating at, it lights up a spot on the grid. It's a golden grid, is how I see it. And it's a mesh. And every time somebody pops awake, it's just beaming light into the whole system. So, everywhere, all at once, everyone that's in this system is pumping in their light. It's really fabulous.
Now you know why I get so excited about it.
It's
It's like
so
shine your
good.
light.
It's so good. And it's such pure energy. It's so good. So please, I want everybody to kind of shout out where they are so we can kind of visualize it as well. Because as we all collectively visualize it, it just enforces it even more.
Absolutely. And how many times do we hear people, especially on shows like this, we really hear it. And people feel like they're all alone out there. And it's like, I'm the only one in my town. I'm the only one in my area. I'm the only one that I'm just the black sheep. I'm whatever. I'm the only one. And that's where I like to do this. So you see that, you may be the only one right in your area, but you're not the only one, period. There's lots of us and we're all here to help each other.
I'm so glad you said that because I'm getting a lot of clients that feel exactly like what you're saying, and they're sad, and it's powerful stuff when they feel like they've been alone their whole lives and they come for a session, they don't want to leave. They're just like, how can we stay in touch? They're desperate to find other people that are aware of these things because they've been kind of in the trenches for a long time, and it has not been fun, just saying, as if that isn't
It's
clear.
heavy. It's kind of some heavy stuff.
It's so heavy, and to feel like you're alone with it and not know that there are many, many, many others on the planet with you is hard. And when you find out, no, there are tons of people and they are everywhere, and then you
I'm
see them.
not crazy.
Not at all. Not at all. And I guess that's probably a powerful message. I'm glad you're saying it like all the time, because people desperately need to know there are others. You're not alone, and nope, you're not crazy.
Exactly. You know, we've had so many people who will say, "Oh, I just needed to know that," you know, because they do. I mean, you feel like you're all alone and you feel like you're crazy because you think differently, you know different things, whatever. And you've met your tribe now. You're in here. You're in your tribe. So
Yeah. Oh,
fabulous.
the so true that the words safe space are coming to mind. This is such a safe space for people to come to and, have that little bit of an anonymous feeling that you're not right in front of the, spotlight, but you are held in love. And it's exactly right. Whatever you are is exactly right here. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful. Beautiful.
Oh.
I also want to let people know if you have questions, if you want to communicate within the whole thing, because it's streaming from several different channels. If you will open up, I think it's especially true. Tiffany, correct me if I'm wrong. If you will open up in Facebook, if you'll open up the page, that will bring you whenever you comment, then Tiffany can see your questions. And then you can also communicate with the others that are in the group. If you're just doing it on the page, we may not necessarily get your questions. So if you want us to get them, make sure that you open up the video and then comment there. Also, if you have a question, then I mean we're going to be covering different things or anything, but feel free if you have questions, come on in, but put in capital letters Tiffany, so that way she knows you have a question. And then she can come from there. You can put all your little spicy details, you know, butterfly in the sky, whatever things to get her attention, emojis. We love it. She loves it.
And we thank Tiffany so much for handling that, because it's a
We
lot if you
do.
have to do it yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I couldn't. It's
I'm right there with you.
crazy. Tracy used to, and it was so fun. I mean, she'd be over here doing this, and I'm talking, and it's like she's trying to engage in the conversation, and it's, you know, but she's into the, it's like Tiffany is serving such a valuable
Yeah.
purpose.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank
So.
you for allowing me to start having a big head. I appreciate it.
I saw that, huh? You can read lips.
So, you want to, do we have anybody joining us and want to start? We have any people telling us where they're from?
Sure. Yeah, we have. Let me just scroll back here. New Hampshire, Montreal, Winnipeg, North Carolina, the UK, Georgia, Seattle, Ontario, Missouri, Nebraska, Arkansas,
Arkansas,
Poland,
Poland,
Florida, Australia, Norway, Michigan. Another UK, another Michigan, Kansas, Oregon, Indiana, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Nevada, Mexico, San Antonio, Texas, Australia.
We need to get Diane's locale in there. Come on.
Gonna
Nova
wave to.
Scotia.
I'm just waving north to New Hampshire and Montreal. They're straight up. Yeah.
Okay, they're neighbors, huh?
Yeah.
Austin, hello, Austin. Canada, South Dakota. Oh, someone told me I'm a sparkly star, so you're welcome.
Oh.
Thank you. Ohio, Spain,
Sure.
Utah,
Utah. Yay, my son's there. Yeah, with his
West
family.
Virginia,
Yeah.
Kansas, New York, South Dakota, Hawaii, Australia.
Super. Thank you so much. Can you visualize it? That's what I always do. I'm always ping, 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 ping. And like Diane saying, you visualize this mesh and you see everywhere everybody is. Can you see that? You see where you all are and you glide and it lights up whenever you do that.
And you think of people that you know there, so you're sending light and love to them as well. Like every time we know we're connected, it just keeps on pumping in more high vibe frequencies. We're here to light it up.
Yes, we are.
What the heck? Keep going. No,
So,
that was a great map of where everybody is.
yeah, they're everywhere.
It is true.
Mm-hmm.
And you're bringing them together. You're bringing everyone together so they know they're not alone. And thank you for what you do, Julia. I just have to say it.
Amazing.
If, you know, if I don't say it enough, please tell me to say it again, because yeah, I know you won't get a big head like your daughter. No, I'm only kidding, Tiffany. I love you.
I am her mother. I mean, it's like,
You know what? You need to feel pretty good about yourself to stand up and do what you're doing, both of you. And I want to just say thank you for all of us because we all appreciate that you are doing what you're doing and in the path of your mom too. You're just continuing the Cannon legacy. And so thank you from all of us. I feel like I can speak for everybody. We're just so grateful that you're bringing this forward into the future.
Thank you. That's
You're
very sweet
welcome.
of you.
Yeah. We love you.
And I love you. I love all of you.
It's a really nice love fest, isn't it?
It is. It
Yeah.
is. You know, it'd be fun to get Tiffany's take on that because that's kind of new. She's the world that she's in isn't, I don't know, if I know she's been to several retreats now, and so she's getting more used to it, but I know that that was somewhat of a little bit of something at first. It was like, oh, the love. She kept saying, there's so much love.
Right? It's almost abnormal to our normal world. Yeah. We
Yeah.
have to
So you
get
want to say
used to
anything on that, Tiff? Because she's
it.
in totally in the science world.
Right.
It's her day to day.
I'm going to be honest. I was trying to look up how to pronounce one of the locations. It's Brussels, so I just wanted to throw that out there.
And
It's
where is that?
oh
Oh,
gosh.
Brussels. Brussels?
Brussels.
Yes,
Oh,
but they
okay.
pronounce it Brussels.
Oh, how cool is that?
So I had to Google it. Sorry, could you ask me the question again?
Yeah, we were talking. She's talking about the Love Fest, all the love that we have at our just in general within QHHT, within our group, at the retreats, all these things. And I was like, I wanted you to kind of give your take on it because I know we've had talks about that, especially the earlier ones. You've been to several now, so I think you might be getting more used to it. But how that is to your, day-to-day world and the very scientific world or whatever, I mean, just whatever you want to throw out there about it. That makes sense.
Sure.
Okay. Good.
Good. Yes, no, I yes, no. In the beginning, it was, I mean, it is still a lot because it's a lot of people. And so you're getting a lot of different energies that you're coming. I know it's very by like day two, I'm already exhausted. So it's just a lot of people. But, and it's also because you're very like with them and, lots of love. I will say that. I think I leave there always saying, it's amazing how much love comes from it. It's so intense. Yeah, I'm not sure I'm quite used to it yet because it's a whole nother level, to be honest. Like, it's, I mean, the retreats are. If you're just
Yeah.
talking this world in general, people are very open and they come from, different areas and there is love there too. It's just those retreats, there's just so many of them in one place all at once.
Concentrated. It's
Yes, it's
exponential.
concentrated. But yes, I still struggle with sometimes ideologies that are brought up or thoughts or different things that are topics that are brought up, having able to rectify them in my brain of whether from teachings or from, just from growing up or whether that's from the science mind or stuff like that. Just trying to, how does that fit? How does that make sense? And I think I have to hear it several different times in different ways before it starts to kind of finally make some glimmer of a sense, I guess, if that makes sense.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm glad you're saying that too, because there are many people who, maybe just being exposed to this kind of work and they may be feeling exactly like you are. And so it's again reassuring that when you first find this, you're not used to it. So it can be a little overwhelming energetically and emotionally.
I don't know about you, Diane, but even me at the retreats, I don't stay for everything. I'll come and go because the energy is, it can get intense. And so you're able to do that. You don't have to stay right in it and be, at ground zero constantly. You can, I kind of move back and forth and leave the room sometimes so I can kind of whatever, just get acclimated again, and then I come back in. And so, because it is, it's a lot of it. Not to say, oh my God, this is horrible. It's nothing like that. It's just sometimes you have to acclimate, and then you're just.
No, absolutely. I mean, at the retreats too, I mean, we all go in and we get like filled up so fast. We have to go and digest a little and put it in its place and make a little more room.
Yes, I love that's perfect. I love that.
Yeah, it's so powerfully high vibrational. And so I often just go to my room and just I have to spend a little bit of time alone after big groups when there's so many people in a room. I love it. I am so elevated, but then I have to ground it and balance it. Yeah. By isolating.
No, it makes total sense, and that's what I do too. I mean, it's like, and I think in the beginning, Tiffany was concerned. It's like, I don't know if I can keep doing this. And I said, you notice I don't stay here. I go back to the room sometimes, and I come back. So it's like, that's okay. That's you do you. You have to understand kind of how it works with you. And if it feels like it's overload, then back off. Just go and even, sometimes just even going out into the hall or into the just another space. Just whatever. But
Outside too, being going,
outside is
stepping
wonderful.
outside. Yeah, I did that one at the one in, I don't know, maybe it was Sedona or Asheville, I can't remember. But anyway, I remember just having to go outside and sit in the sun. And when I did that, I just couldn't speak. I just had to be mute and just soak up some energy from the sun and ground. I just couldn't talk. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
so
it's
I
okay.
guess that's just to let you know that we know that there's a lot of energy at these, and but they're so good. I mean, and you leave. I mean, you are, well, it's 5D energy. You're in this very high vibe place, and so, and then it's a little bit shocking sometimes when you leave. And I remember some, I'm trying to think who all has told me these different things. It's like they've contacted us later. It's like we've had different stories. Someone's like, I'm at the airport. That's a jolt back to 3 days. And someone's like, I'm in the parking lot. I got to go back to work and I don't know what to do. I can't, I want that again. And so it's kind of back to
Yeah.
incorporating that into your day to day.
Yep. It
And
gets easier the more you do it, though, doesn't it?
it does, absolutely.
Yeah. And I will say that QHHT sessions are like the mini version of that because you're accessing more of your own high vibe energy from your own higher self. And that can feel like a real jolt too. Like people, it's a high in some ways, but it's natural. So people are taking a bigger sip of their actual energy field. And that can be so uplifting. I mean, people feel lighter after sessions. They walk out the door like they're levitating, it's kind of
Well, I
fun.
mean, when you know what you've had, the access to, like you're saying, it's that allness, and it doesn't always, how do you describe that? You have access to this, and there's a part of you that knows that you're part of a much bigger thing at that point, and you have this ability. You're part of something that knows everything, that kind of thing. And yeah, and then you're taking that with you. But that's the coolest thing is you've made that contact. Yes, you're back over here, but you can get back to that state anytime. You can make that contact again. And that's what I want people. That's what I feel like is the greatest thing that QHHT sessions do is it shows people, it teaches people how to make that connection, and then they can do it anytime
So
consciously.
true, so true. And I'm kind of reminded by your mom that she used to always say, you have a body, you are not a body. Like you're an energy field and you're in a body right now, but there's so much more than just the physical to you. So remember that. That's what we're all tapping into.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
So we have to learn, like riding a bicycle, we have to learn how to integrate more and to be balanced with it. Yeah. So that we don't go boing, boing, boing all over the place afterwards. People will be like, hey, you need to chill out.
What was that pogo stick when you did one? I'm thinking the pogo
That was my favorite thing as a kid. Can you believe it? Oh my God, I love that
Yes, I
time.
can believe it. I totally
That
believe it.
was my first launch into energy. Yeah. Oh, I love that thing. So, yeah, this is great. And actually, I don't know if you're going to want to talk about it or not, but we've been having these, you've been giving these retreats like about once a year now in the past couple of years. And so, I know it's a little early to talk about this year, but I don't know if you want to say anything about what your thoughts are on a an event possibly this year. I don't know if you want to reveal or
Yeah,
not.
we had it. We thought we had it. I will go ahead and talk about it because we were talking about how close we were getting to having it. And it was going to be in May, Memorial Day weekend. And then things just kept being all the logistical parts of it that we have to get done were just dragging. And before we knew it, we were like, we don't have enough time. We need at least 6 months to have everything in order to then start promoting it. And we were inside of 4 months, and we're like, there's just no way. I mean, we're getting very close to 3 months. Like, we can't do it. And so, and not to be like, okay, that's negative or that's, limiting. It's just we know how this works. And it was just, we teach this all the time. When you keep hitting blocks, and when things just aren't going smoothly, then maybe that's the not the right path. And so that's what we had to be very honest with ourselves and go, maybe we need to back it off and put it later in the year. And so we decided it's going to be somewhere probably around the Labor Day holiday in September. When we did that, that opened up our locations again as to where we could look at because we were limited with our other one. I mean, we searched the entire country. Bless Jenny's heart. She searched everywhere. We found one. And so we were limited to that one, and that's what we were trying to make it work. And then we were having issues with that. So that's where I'm like, you know what? Let's do this and back it off. And I will tell you, Diane, you guys put all that those suggestions in. We are looking at Arkansas. So we're gonna see, it just we'll see what works. I mean, they're looking at a lot of different things. We have these wonderful event planners that are fantastic. And so we'll have a meeting on Tuesday. We'll see what they've come up with. But we have put Arkansas, Eureka Springs in the pot, and we'll see how it plays in there. It's all about availability and cost. But
I'm so happy that you're considering that, and we'll see how it goes, and everybody's fine with how it goes because whatever, however it goes is how it's supposed to go. However,
Exactly.
I want to beam in some more energy to Arkansas because that is, the home of this work. This is where you guys lived, where Dolores created QHHC, where we had our initial teachings in this country, and where we all fell in love with everything Arkansas. And we discovered it was on a crystal bed, like that there's a, I mean,
Exactly. Not even a bed. It's like crystal
all the whole state.
mountains.
Yeah, the whole state is like a foundation of crystal, quartz crystal, and that's why we go digging for it at
And that
the.
would be one of the excursions if it does come here. That is one of the allures. You definitely
Yeah,
go and dig crystals.
I still keep a little small dish of the ones I dug out of the Coleman mine when I was out there. I keep it in the room where I do my work because Arkansas is now in my room,
Yeah, very
Ooh.
cool.
It's so cool. So I obviously am going to be beaming in tons of yes, let's do Arkansas. But I know it'll go the way it goes. It'll be just right. So thank you for considering that. And also, you guys were already thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely. We were when we were doing the whole thing, but they have an annual event at the hotel that we there's only one hotel that can hold our group in Eureka. And so they had something already scheduled there. So that's why it got knocked out from the other dates. But so we're gonna find out on this one. Just everybody.
Everybody, fingers crossed. I know. Oh,
Yes,
so
that would
many
be
good
really cool.
memories. So many good memories from there, and so much energy already in that. Your state, your home state, Dolores's home state. Okay, I won't press it too much, but you know where I stand. I know. There's so many people homesick for Arkansas. Yeah, it's been a while since we were there.
I think people, it has been a while. And I think it's good. I mean, people from big cities don't understand. I mean, they don't realize what's here, everything. It's like, yeah, this is rural. It's different, but it's magical.
It is magical, and there's so many reasons for that that we learned. There's portals right around Eureka Springs. I mean, we did a portal tour 1 year.
Was that
There was a
when we
mountain
went to
right
the
near.
when we went to the did were was that with you? Did we go? We went up to the Christ of the Ozarks and we were feeling the energy around it. And we found a vortex right
Oh,
there.
yes, Jane Ishii, yourself, myself, we have pictures somewhere. So maybe somebody else was there too. Oh, yeah, we were trying to feel where the portal is. It's so funny because every time I went up there and I had extra time, I just go there myself because obviously it's a monument that's there. And I know, what do they call it? The milk carton Jesus or something. So
Yeah,
I mean,
that would be appropriate. Yeah,
well,
I get it.
in art, you used to, in as a kid, you used to in art class have this like milk carton plaster of Paris mold thing, and you would carve your own statue out of it. So I think that's, it's a little more square than the one in Brazil, but like I used to go because he's standing up on the hill overlooking the area is just so impressive, and it's so beautiful with the white kind of stone against the blue skies you always have there. Yeah. Anyway, so it's a kind of a, going to Mecca, you're going to Jesus on the hill. You
But we were
know.
surprised. We were up there and it was like, there's something here. And so we started feeling around and we found this portal, this vortex, right? I think it was just off the base of his feet.
Yeah, in the front, I think. It was like the hill slopes down a little, but it was right in front of him. Yeah. And I know that there were other places where there were portals. Is there a magnet mountain or something up
I
there?
think so.
Yeah.
I think magazine.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember something like magnet, but I don't remember what
It
it is.
could
No,
be.
but I think you know.
Well, magazine for sure.
Okay.
Magnet could be. I
I
don't.
think it's magazine then. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm excited. We'll see what happens. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tiff, if there's any questions, just jump in at any point, and we can go from there. So don't, just let us know because neither of us can see the screens to know if there are any. But otherwise, we'll just keep on.
Yeah,
I will
actually.
say Magnetic Mountain in Arkansas primarily refers to the hill near Eureka Springs where the iconic Christ of the Ozark statue stands. Well, then there we go. Perfect. Thank you.
That's
So you're
it.
right.
Thanks.
That would make sense that it was right there and that's
There's
what you
a
heard.
magnetic cove near Hot Springs.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I really want to say about that area too, Eureka Springs. I mean, I read plaques. I used to hang out in the downtown whenever I had free time. I just loved everything about it. But that was an area where original indigenous tribes would come and put down their weapons and go in peace to the healing waters of Eureka Springs. And when I read that, I was just like, oh my God, like this is so much bigger than we know. This is so much deeper than we know. That all the tribes and tribes would war with each other, but all the tribes agreed that the healing waters of Eureka Springs was a place where you go in peace, you put down your weapons, and everybody goes and receives the healing water.
I love it. I did not know that.
I read it on a plaque right in Eureka Springs. I was like, oh my God, now I love this place even more, We go in peace. Yeah. And to receive healing. And isn't that like anytime you go anywhere to QHHC session or other, whatever you like, places, it is that feeling of peace that allows you to open up and receive. You can't go there in a warlike state. You cannot receive healing in the fight mode. You just can't. So anyway, I love the whole area. So we'll see. I don't want to harp on it too much, even though I am, yeah.
She's definitely building energy. Maybe that'll get everybody to start pumping it
I
more.
know. I really want everybody to start chanting Arkansas, Arkansas.
Our first thing is it available?
I know. Well, let's ask the higher self to make it available. I mean, our power is such that ask and you shall receive is kind of a real deal here. So I'm going to ask
Absolutely.
the higher ups if they'll help us to find the space to make it possible for the next event. Thank you very much in advance for already helping us. Yeah. These are the things I'm learning. It's already happened. Yeah.
Exactly.
I want to see it and then feel it like that. It's already done. So here we are now, learning every little magic trick in the book. Good intentions too are necessary. So yeah, like I just want to say, first of all, also Happy New Year.
Oh yeah. Happy New Year. It is. Doesn't it feel like we're way into the year already? It's January.
Yeah,
But
we're
yes,
just off to a good
season.
start here. Happy New Year. And I just want to ask you if you have felt any energetic shifts since just literally the beginning of the year.
Yes, I was talking about that this morning because last week it was like I was having to say, I think because I was talking about the we're now in the year of the horse for all this, and it's gonna be movement a lot. And it was like it didn't feel like that. I thought maybe we have a shadow period, kind of like we do with Mercury retrograde when it shifts, and then it takes a little bit. And definitely it has shifted. Yes, it feels lighter. It feels like things are moving. It feels like, and I feel like I want to do stuff. I want to move and I want to go. So some things have definitely shifted for me. How about you?
Yeah, I'm only just feeling that forward momentum. Like I felt the heaviness and I felt some really some fatigue, like very, very tired for no apparent reason. I mean, we know
Yes.
this with the energy when it's shifting. And many people that are more involved with astrology than I am, and they know more the Chinese New Year and how that overlays with astrology, are saying it's February that is actually going to be like the Chinese New Year, and that's the fire horse coming in, I think. So that we the people were saying we'll still have some pretty shadowy stuff, like heavier stuff is what I mean, to deal with in the very first part of the year. But around February 17th, I think it's supposed to really shift. So I think we all kind of tune into our own needs with the energy as well. But
Agreed.
yeah, it's yeah, I've been really tired this first part of January. For and dreams, I think I heard Tiffany before we started say something about dreams, and sleep has been really wild. Like I've had a couple nights where I'm just like, okay, you guys, like, let's turn this down a notch because I don't know what's going on, but it feels like a volcanic eruption of all the memories that I've ever had. Like, just look at these again, see if there's anything else to clear up, right?
Well, remember that's what last year was all about, was bringing all the stuff up and so and looking at it, taking care of it. So maybe it is one last purge. Okay, anything else left in there?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's like, are you kidding me? There's more? Wait a minute. I don't know if I really signed up for this much, but they're like, yes, you did. Yeah, you did. We all did.
We
If we're
all did.
here, anybody who's watching this, we all signed up for this. I know it's hard to imagine why we would do that some days, but we
Exactly.
did. We did. That's right. We're going to read the fine print next time. We're going to check out. But the thing is, this is also a good time to remember that we're so much bigger energetically than we think we are. And that's that thinking mind. Well, we don't have to call it Mr. Stupid, but we could. It's the thinking mind that has all these concepts that we're, much smaller and much more limited.
Limitations.
And we're breaking out of the box and all at the right time, at the right pace, It's just so individual, as well as collective, but individually, each person is so unique right now in how they're experiencing all this energetic shifting. And my word, were we not sun blasted and light blasted at the end of last year with all that solar eruption? I just have to say, like, we're coming out of that, like, intensity and energetically, all of those solar flares were helping us to burn off anything we didn't need,
All
but
that, yeah, and all that heaviness, like we were saying, it was heavy. There was heavy stuff, so we needed stuff like that to get it moving, I guess, get it out.
yeah, it's so weird. If we could do it ourselves, if we could do it without that, it would be a little easier, but apparently we can't.
I wonder, it might be easier, but I wonder if it might take a really, really long time.
I would say a big yes to that. Probably it would. So we're in an accelerated phase of evolution. We'll say it like that. That this is what the shift is all about, and the shift is hitting the fan. It has been for a while. I'm trying to clean up my act, Julia.
I love it.
We do
Yeah.
have kind of a question on the about whenever you guys are talking shining the light, and I think it kind of goes along with what you're talking about now. But question about shining the light. Ascension comes when enough light is put into the field to change the balance. How do you feel slash think about this?
Absolutely. And really, truly, I mean, I've heard this for years. I resonate with this, that the more the active, aware people do this, the easier it is for the people that aren't doing this. So the 100th monkey thing has been said for decade plus, that the more people we have that are activating the light grid intentionally, then it makes it easier for everyone. So thank you, all of you. Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so don't give up, people. Keep generating light, keep sharing it, but always fill your own cup first. I will say that as a late bloomer on that topic. Don't give until you drop. Step back, fill your own cup so that you can be in overflow mode, and then you're not depleted.
You're always receiving more, so it's like it's never taking away from you.
That's right. There has to be the balance of self and others, which again, I am so late to the game on that, but it's
Well,
okay.
I mean, that was not what we were taught.
That's right. And the generations that you and I come from, it was definitely to, don't think of yourself and think of others and help others. And, it was thought of as a negative thing to actually think of yourself, I think. Yeah. Thank
Agreed.
goodness, times are changing, because that didn't work out so well.
No, it didn't. But just as you said that, it's like, and I think that's where, a lot of guilt comes around that, because it's like, oh my gosh, I can't do this because, and so it's like, if we are trying to take care of ourselves, it's like, but I feel like I'm letting these down and stuff. So that's a really good point to bring up, is how we, that's another way that we're not helping ourselves, by, because of that. Here, I'm trying to, I want to think of myself, I'm wanting to love myself, but I feel really guilty.
Yeah, that's a big deal right now, I think. People are trying to clear that up. Because, there is so much conditioning. It's not just in families, it's in cultures and it's in systems that we all come from and we all participate in. It's just so big. It's pervasive. So we're trying to change a pervasive system that we've all come from. So these new young people coming in have a much easier time, and I'm so grateful they're here. I'm so grateful, like, young people are growing up feeling good about themselves and like understanding that they need to care for themselves. Yay, all the parents that are teaching this, and all the
That's
places.
exactly what it comes down to, because I was just thinking that was, so many times I'll see things and it's like, oh, see, in my generation, it wasn't like that, but it's probably, our children are changing it for the next generation because of what, like we are like, okay, this isn't, it wasn't that way for us. I'll get the thoughts here in a second.
Got it.
It's like if we didn't like something, then we started shifting it, and definitely the next generation shifted it. So these things happen. It doesn't mean they're bad. It just means, hey, we learned from them, and now we're shifting it. I don't want it to be like this for my children. And so, yeah, you can see the generational moves
Yeah,
that have
you can see,
happened.
and it's growing. It's like changing faster than it used to. It used to be forever. Lineage stuff would just keep on repeat. And it was just thought of as this is the way we've always done it. So nobody thought about changing it, but now we're really moving fast.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
Light speed. Yep. Yeah. And your mom talked about it with the waves of volunteers and how, she used to say that third wave, those are the hope of the world. They come with so much love, and they're going to be teaching everybody how to be more loving. And, I know that the first waves we had to clear things out energetically, so that was a tougher road, but
Yeah, that was tough.
tough road. But it's happening and it's working. So when you meet these new little kids, like, oh my God, like, they're amazing.
Yeah, and then they're teaching us our
Absolutely.
potential.
Yeah, I sign up for all their classes. As soon as they can talk, I sign up for their. And even before, I go to their telepathy ones.
You go.
Yeah, those telepathy tapes are really spreading. Like, if you've seen any of those, I mean, those are such a nice new offering to the world to understand about kids that are labeled as autistic and on the spectrum, but they're finding out that they can communicate telepathically with their folks and their families. And I just think that it's
So
amazing.
wonderful. I'm probably exactly. It is wonderful to give that different perspective out there. I'm sure the parents have probably always felt that way, but those that around who don't, that weren't exposed, didn't know. And this is wonderful to
I
get
just
this.
talked to a woman the other day, not the other day, a couple of weeks ago actually, and they have a child that is on the spectrum, and the mom has always been able to communicate telepathically with her child, and it's a beautiful connection they have.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's so nice. So yeah, we're really moving fast in terms of
Yes.
energy and shifting. And I was thinking where, you know, sometimes in the new year, people talk about what they want to focus on. So I was kind of curious if you had any thoughts about this year, fire horse, like moving forward and things like that. I kind of am curious. I mean, I'll answer it too, but if you were to sort of find a few things that you thought you could do or change or create, I don't know. Are there a few things that you could focus on, you would think about focusing on in this year to help
Yes.
with forward momentum and embodying our whole selves? A few things, like do you have a sense of what would be good habit patterns to develop this year so we could be more fully embodied in our wholeness? I don't know. I have some ideas, but I just was curious if you, I like the way you.
Share your ideas, and then maybe things will pop in. It's so funny. It's like I'm not getting.
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk a little because I
Yes.
know how your stuff works is like as soon as we talk, you get the download. So like I know that I have some things I need to do and I haven't been getting them done. So I have to shift me. I have to shift something. I have to do something differently. I cannot stay in this stagnation mode, right? So then I just sat down earlier and I wrote a few things. And one I thought of was to make a regular habit of self-reflection, doing life review a lot, like once a week, just how am I doing in my life? Like, what do I, if I just go through my life review, what do I want to focus on now? You know? So I want to do regular habits of self-reflection. And sometimes that can mean journaling or, you know, meditation or whatever. And then the next thing I thought of was make a habit of regularly connecting to my higher self. And people can ex sort of experience that in any way they want, but like a daily habit for me helps me a lot when I start the day meditating, tuning in, thanking every aspect of the wholeness, thank being grateful is a big deal, and then just asking for guidance when I'm done with my process. It starts the day in this high vibrational frequency with clarity and focus. So for me, I want this year to be fruitful. And these are the things like self-reflection, connecting with my higher self daily or regularly, because I don't feel like there needs to be any pressure on routines, like
A
how
ritual
often.
or anything like that.
No,
Just
like it has to work with you in your life or me in my life, right? But, and also for me, I am such a believer in this, some form of exercise that you love. And that's the most important part. Whether it's putting on music and moving to move our energy in our body. Because I know I get stagnant and I get weighed down with ruminations of stuff or whatever, focusing on things that aren't helping me. So moving clears my energy field and then I can focus better. So these are things that I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to focus on or that I need and want to. So wanting is part of it. Like I don't want to make it a need or a have to. I really want to have this clarity and to have this routine that serves me instead of works against me, right? So anyway, just a couple other, like I wrote down organize something, anything, just anything.
Anything, yeah.
Just start to organize something and it organizes your mind. So that, and then just have more fun, enjoy your own life. Like a can life can be sort of like, I know for me, it can be purpose driven. Like, okay, this is my purpose. This is my mission. I came to Earth to do this and I need to be on task. And I, like, there's no
We forget to
time.
have fun in the
Yeah, it gets a
process.
little bit
Yeah,
much.
I'm gonna do my work.
I didn't come here to have fun. I came here to do help people. I, you know, like, there's this weird like commitment to the mission. And I think I've been talking to a lot of people about it. Like a lot of people feel that way. Like, what do you mean I can take a day off from my mission? What do you mean there's nothing I have to do right now? I need marching orders. Like there's
Oh,
something
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, I have to be doing something else.
Like it feels like we're letting down our commitment to the source, you know, if we aren't busting something, like get on it, get on it. Like there's this energy of come on, come on. But that energy actually doesn't really serve us that
No,
well.
no.
Yeah. So anyway, those are the things like I want to kind of focus on. I just I want to put out as many kind of, so part of how I feel is I want to put out as many positive suggestions as I can to help myself and other people, just to be able to create this year really nicely for ourselves, like to have a headset starting out of like, this is going to be, the word supreme, the most supremely wonderful year of
I
all.
love
Like,
it.
this is weird. Like, the word supreme isn't something I normally say in a sentence unless I'm listening to the supreme singing, but this is a supremely wonderful year. So, whoa, let's set ourselves up for that kind of success or happiness or joy, lightness. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So, it's important to kind of set our intention no matter what we do. So, beginning of the year is a good time to do it. And I know that when I go to the gym, I see that all of the people set their intentions to be getting in shape because the first few months are really busy at the gym. And then after that, it's easier to
Then
find
reality sets in.
it's easier to find a machine to work on if you want to do cardio, So I'm like, okay, it'll only be a little while, Diane. Don't worry, there'll be more machines available. We lose this,
Love
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know if you had like a thought about if there's anything you want to add to the mix of like things to do to help ourselves.
Well, I just like for myself, I mean, the gratitude. And you said, I just know if I start things and end things with the gratitude and just be so thankful for everything that happened and is well and that I'm here, that just shifts the energy around anything. And it opens up for like possibilities and it even thought possibilities that are like you're saying. And so it just changes the whole focus there. And then I just feel like I am so guided. I follow everything. I just do that, So it's like I come in and yeah, I have things I'd like to do and everything, but then I follow the guidance. I mean, I learned a while back not to push. It just doesn't work.
Like you mean push back, like resist, or what?
Push like, oh, I want this and push for it. It's like
Oh,
push, push,
right.
push. It happens when it's right. You will get the push that you need when it's the time is right. And so I know when I'm motivated, that's the right time. I
Yeah.
will know, I always know the right time to do something. So those are my affirmations that are just in me. They're ingrained in me. And so it's not like I sit around and do nothing until I get that, but I'm not going to push and try and just beat my head against a wall trying to make something happen, which I think some of, when you success. I mean, that's what I was raised in. Like all the, I was in Amway and all these different things, and they're like, "Yeah, go, go, go!" And you got to make this stuff happen and everything. And not, it doesn't work for me.
You know what? I'm seeing the word force versus allow.
Yes, it's all
And this
yes.
is the way we used to do it. Everything was like our own power, we thought. Now we're accessing more of our higher self and it's helping
Yes.
us. So we just allow the magic to unfold. It's
Right.
effortless. Yeah. I
Yeah,
love that you're
it is.
saying
It
that.
it's it is. You go with it and you will know the right moment. I mean, sometimes I gotta make sure I don't miss the opportunity. You will know. You will get nudged. You will get something will tell you to move this way or do this or whatever. You just know and you will not miss it. So see, if those are affirmations I'm saying as well, but you just have this knowing that it will happen. I've seen this too many times. I know this is how it works. And so sometimes I get caught up in some of those other things of making things happen, and I get taught every single time. It's just stop.
Right.
It takes too much energy for no results. I mean, it's a learning. You will learn something from it, but that's probably about it.
No, it really, it's
Learn
so
what not
funny.
to do.
Yeah, actually, that's what I've always known you to do or seen you do. It's like one of the things that I just absolutely love about, and there are many, is that you're very present in the moment, and that's when we receive the guidance, and that's when we are at one with ourselves. You're so present in the moment that you just show up and you know whatever is going to happen is going to unfold. Like every time in the past, just doing anything with you, it was just like you just walk into the room, go to the place you're supposed to be. And there's no concern about what needs to happen because you just know it's going to unfold. You trust. That is so evident. Like I've felt that about
Cool.
you. I've also loved it because it helped me coming from more of a left brain approach before, of like we have to plan, we have to, what are we gonna do? How is it gonna work? And now it's just so easy. Well, you have a great way of demonstrating it. And really it's fun to be with you in person because you get to see you operating like that with a very chilled out way. Like, seriously, it feels good to be around you in these live events because you have no worries. At least that's what you're projecting. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Let Tiffany talk because she sees it in
Okay, that's
the room. I was gonna
fine.
say it's my doing. Thank you, Diane. Thank you for letting me get a big head again.
Tiffany, do you want to say anything else?
No.
No,
I
it's
see a lot
okay.
of people in the chat are saying flow, not force.
Yeah, flow. I love that. Flow, not force. Yeah. And I have to say, like, when we think about the world, I don't want to do any divisive words, but the fact is, we've been in a patriarchal society. So what? We wanted that. We all agreed to that. So what? But we saw how that worked, and now we want something more balanced. So this kind of force, like flow, not force, is part of the shift into our wholeness, which is, hard and soft and, power and love, whatever you want to say. Yeah.
Soft.
Soft. Yeah.
And I think sometimes people think that that is like, well, you're not being ambitious, you're not trying to do anything, but it's not that at all. It's you're still getting things accomplished. You're just not pushing them into existence. You're not forcing them into existence. You're allowing them to come to you. And it's just different. You
It
don't.
feels better. It feels nice and calm. Yeah. So hopefully this year will be that unfolding. Like I kind of see it as unfolding because it's almost like it's already the way it's supposed to be. And if we don't fight it and we don't force it, we'll be able to receive so much more than we even think we can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to work on
Absolutely.
that.
That's exactly because see that's that force comes it, the limitations come with that because we're that's all conscious mind stuff.
And
So
we've been a
that makes
kind of
sense.
a human species with a lot of conscious mind domination, left brain stuff. So now we're stepping over the bridge and we're coming more into a balance with our right hemisphere, the imagination, imaging centers, intuition, creation mode. It's so exciting.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, it's not just mind, it's heart as well. It's open-hearted and bringing the heart into the decision making. So instead of ignoring the feelings, we
We
must.
fight it. Everything. The heart knows. The heart always knows.
Yep. Yeah, it's so good. I mean, this is stuff I feel like and you try to help us know. The feelings, the body doesn't lie, the body listen to your body. And a lot of times we have been taught to not value that, not value the feelings, not value the body. Most sports training teaches kids not to listen to their body, but to push through it.
Push through it. You can do it.
Yeah. And then, having been an occupational therapist and you were a nurse, midlife comes and all the joints are breaking down and people's bodies are falling apart because they overdid it.
Overdid it, you're aging, whatever, all these different reasons.
Yeah, just because we didn't know back then what we know now. So, no problem. Don't beat yourself up, everybody. But, like, we're learning now and we can make it easier on our bodies now because they
Yeah, I
want.
mean, the bodies aren't stuck in that just because that's what we learned and that's what we knew or we thought back then. They're not stuck. I mean, we can always bring it to
Yep.
the new, the rejuvenated. I mean, our bodies are constantly healing and regenerating. So, and that's kind of a tough one for some people to understand is the body is constantly regenerating.
Right. But we are learning now that there's so much more we can do than we used to think that we could do. And of course, I'm going to just say at QHHC, I'm like, miracle after miracle, instantaneous healings are possible if it's appropriate. Like, this is not guaranteed, people, but it is a possibility. And if we soften and we allow and we just let our higher energy help us, We don't fight it. We're going to have that more and more now going forward.
Right. Absolutely. We just got our 2-minute warning.
Saw that. I saw that.
I know, isn't it amazing?
I just want to put a plug in for the way that we do our work in QHHT is to work in person. And that is the energy field in person and no online. And that's just a little plug for how your mom wanted it. But it's
Yes.
not for
Yes.
any reason other than it's the best way to do it, you know?
It absolutely is the best way because it's very personal. It's very deep personal work.
Yep.
And
And
that
like,
is.
I just like, I love being around you in person because you have such a calming energy field. I would never get that. Although I do know you, so I get it from talking to you now because I've already been with you in person and I felt it and know it. But being in this format of online like this, it's not the same.
It's
Yes,
not the same.
we're in the same energy field, but it's not like two people together. So
That's
I
correct.
won't beat a dead horse on
No,
that,
and
but
I completely thank you for bringing that up.
yeah.
And Diane, with 1 minute, can you tell everybody how they can find you if they would like to come to you? Diane
Oh,
is a
thank you.
QHHT level 3 practitioner. Where are you located and how can they find you?
I'm in Western Mass, and I always like to say go to QHHTofficial.com. Look under level threes, I'm there. Also, my website, rustic as it may be, still works. It's healingworks-salon.com. And my email is healingworksalon, all one word, two S's in a row, at gmail.com. Healingworksalon@gmail.com. So send me an email if you want to have a session. I'm in Western Massachusetts, and I'd love to be able to facilitate QHHT for you. It's my favorite thing in the world. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tiff. Are we, I mean, I know we're out of time. Thank you so much for being there and helping us. And hopefully, I mean, we can get questions next time. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much, Diane.
Thank you, both of you. Thank you, all of you behind this. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thank you,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.